Gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Chris, the Herons are back. And we got messy.
What's going on? What? Where is the information?
I guess we're getting ready for a sister kissing fiesta.
I felt like we were playing a 2-8. It was just a 2-8.
Let me tell you, Danny is about to get destroyed in the chat. So you
are we kissing sisters, Chris?
And maybe stepsisters, but not regular sisters.
I've done a little bit of research on him. When it comes to FIFA, this guy's 68.
We're going to have the greatest player of all time on the team. If there's a time to believe, it's now.
It looks like a heron shat all over it. So you guys are literally getting excited for a ranked 65 player on FIFA 23. We got some pretty good FIFA cards on our squad now.
You gotta understand, Kevin. This is how we scout our players here on the show.
Just look at FIFA cards.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Chris, the Herons are back. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 151 of the Better Herons podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, Mr. KBD. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. One more day. Got this game coming up. And that intro just reminded me of FIFA cards. So that is en route. I will be putting that all together for you guys.
Oh, you're slacking. You don't got the FIFA card pulled up already?
No, I already have them. I just forgot to send them to myself, but you guys will see them pretty shortly.
Well, all right. Well, just real quick, there's a couple shout-outs for some people that joined us early. #808K, patience, and let Hendo cook. Let the man cook, Chef Hendo. Stancy, hey, friends. Florida man, what's up? Hola, Wobos, David. We got Sir Octi, Joe. I'm not sure. I guess those are praying hands and an Argentinian flag. So we got a bunch of people joining us. So shout out to everybody. What's up, boys, from Johnny Dip. And then, as always, Joe Kerr, a.k.a. Where in the World is Carmen San Diego. First time, long time, all the way from Napoli, Italy. Ciao. Ooh. Wow. I hear it's beautiful out there. You're going to have to fill me in. Maybe give us some pictures. All right. So here we go. It is cooking time. We are 3 games into the regular season. We're about to start our Champions Cup game tomorrow, and we are making moves. We are making moves. Chef Hendo is making moves. And for those of you that were criticizing all those moves, being the lack of movement, I mean, it's happening now. I mean, I know everybody wanted it to happen in the offseason, but I mean, you don't rush things. When there's a plan, you wait for the plan to play out. So everybody that was frustrated because things weren't happening, you just got to have patience. You knew that this team was going to do everything possible to build a good squad around Messi and friends to make sure that we got as many trophies as we could. And slowly but surely, it's happening. So let's start with Chris's favorite. Sean Mota is out. He is on his way back to Brazil. I don't know why he bothered to get a U.S. visa, but he is on his way back to Brazil. And
You think he saw this coming? You think that he really thought he wasn't going to be part of the roster? I mean, come on.
No.
He probably thought Gregory got moved and he's like, I'm good. I'm the Brazilian guy that's going to stay here.
I'm with you. I think that he also thought that he was staying because why else would he go ahead and bust a mission to get a U.S. visa? But as far as Inter Miami goes, right? Because I feel bad. I hate when players have to get sent away, especially to another country, even though it's his home country, like after the season starts. But in reality, back to what we were talking about last episode, we said when that last episode we recorded, when this season starts, we probably won't have Yedlin. We probably won't have either Gregory, Mota, or both. Coco Jean and Stefanelli would probably be gone. We thought Robert Taylor would be gone, which I'm still worried about because I still think that that might happen. But that was another thing that we predicted, that Robert Taylor wouldn't be here. And
it's a boy saying his name.
And then Christoph. I think those were all the names that we said. And as for all the names that we said that wouldn't return, oh yeah, and Harvey Neville. And shout out to Anne Wu from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So for all the names that we said wouldn't come back, and then we also said Harvey Neville, which is technically not with us, but he is. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's
so
kind of weird.
The only two names still remaining from the players that we thought wouldn't be here are Christoph and Robert Taylor. I don't think Christoph is going anywhere, and I hope Robert Taylor isn't going anywhere because especially now that Farias is gone. But I want to get your thoughts on the Jean Mota move.
So the issue with the John Mota move is I thought that he would stay because obviously he plays like a center mid and he could play defense, but then he also showed some sort of skill on offense in terms of maybe passing the ball. He's not afraid to strike it. As we all know, Rob Wise, one of the 124 batter brethren, he mentioned a post where, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to see any more John Mota field goals on our way, which mm-hmm. I was just hoping to catch one. But look, I mean, this is sort of the moves that have to be made in order to sort of, I guess, put everything together the way that Tata and Hendon wants to do it. So, I mean, I get it. I don't think that we're losing such a big piece. I would have rather gotten rid of Mota than Gregory. That's for sure.
100%. And I know everybody's saying on the chat that Taylor gets paid a low wage, so there's no point in getting rid of him. I agree. I think that that's one of the reasons he might still be here. But you also have to understand that when he gets paid a low wage, I mean, people still have to purchase him and purchase his rights. And at that point, you could sell him for more than, you know, you could take advantage. Because, for example, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody. But let's Kamal Miller, for example. What do we get back for Kamal Miller? I mean, we got an international spot. Robert Taylor's taking up an international spot.
Yes,
so you get one of those. You can get some GAM back. Like, I get that he is on a low wage. And I'm not saying that I want to get Robert Taylor is my third favorite Inter Miami player right now. So I don't want to see Robert Taylor go. I literally was telling you just a couple days ago that it's either him or Drake to me as far as best Inter Miami players in the short history. I know you were saying Higuain. I say Robert Taylor or Drake Callender. I know by the end of the season, it's probably going to be Messi. But I think I don't want to see Robert Taylor go anywhere.
Well, and Amon is asking, don't talk about who's gone. Talk about who's coming. Listen, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to talk about who's coming. Don't you worry about that. We're going to but we got to give some time to Jean Mota. He's a pre-Tata guy. We got to give him some love, you know. And and one of his shots is still in the air, according to Mike V, and that's 1,000% believable. You know, listen, everybody loves Robert Taylor. Robert Taylor is my favorite player, according to Trav Money. You know, I mean, Tank is asking who would take his place, Negri or Neymar, for a huge pay, because so many people are naming Neymar in the chat.
Neymar's coming to Inter Miami, but that's not happening until next summer. So,
yeah,
just don't – 2020 summer of 2025, expect Neymar here. That's what I'm predicting.
And this is something that I really can't wait for either. Walid is mentioning he can't wait for the comeback of the injured players. I want to see Infray come back. I want to see Negri come back. Those are the two players that I really want to see. So that's going to be really good.
And just real quick, if Vesta could just explain to me why they think that Neymar can't come to Miami. I'm telling you, he's coming. Like, I was telling everybody that Messi was coming back in 2022. And some people made me doubt it, right? Some people made me doubt myself when all those Fabrizio Roman or whatever his name is was saying that he's going back to Barcelona and stuff. I was like, oh, maybe I was wrong. But we had a full episode where we predicted when his debut would be. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
In the 2022 schedule release, we started predicting when he would debut the next year. So we've been saying it for a while. And I'm telling you right now, I also think Neymar comes summer of 2025.
And Joel Kerr is saying, whenever you see a shooting star in the sky, just know that Jean Mota took a shot at a goal somewhere. I mean, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it, guys. So, I mean, look, Jean Mota's gone, but here we got filling in his position. I don't know if you wanted to talk a little bit more about Jean Mota.
Well, a couple things before you do that. Redondo finally got his paperwork done. Yes. He's good to go. He will probably play tomorrow in Nashville. Now, we're going to get into the starting lineup later, right? Because now we have a lot more information since we last recorded on Monday. A lot's happened in 2 days. So we'll do a new prediction for the starting 11. But Redondo's come in, and I think that's more of a replacement for Mota than who you're about to bring up, because I think Matias Rojas is more of a replacement for Facundo Farias. But I'll let you take it away.
Which sucks, because then that means it's another guy that Robert Taylor has to compete with, right? So speaking of which, right, we move past Mota. Jean Mota's gone. Brazilian League, Serie A. And now we move on to Matias Rojas. Now, do you want to talk about sort of what you've heard, sort of what the fan base has been acting like as far as obtaining him? Or do we want to just get straight into the nitty gritty and look at some FIFA cards?
Let's start with the FIFA card and then we'll build from there.
All right, so I went back. I mean, I went in deep in the crates in terms of like FIFA cardisms. And here's the first one right here. We got a young Rojas. I think this is like a 2019 card. 65, not rare silver. I don't like
wing.
Left wing. Yeah. He's one digit away from being a bronze. 64 is a bronze. I don't like it, guys. Okay. But we step into, I think, 2020 or 2021, and I don't know if this card actually is real, but I'll let the chat decide. And this card right here, I mean, this is amazing. 90 ranked center midfielder. He's got high 80s and 90s everywhere, right? 190 and everything is high 80s.
That's one of those Copa Libertadores special cards.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking. And it could be like that he did really good over a series of games. And so they just said, let's just give him a pimped out card. So
I'm pretty sure Robert Taylor has an 88 somewhere in FIFA.
He does. He actually has it in EA, this new EA card.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and bring up the next card. And for those of you on audio, I'm so sorry, but I'm trying to explain as best as I could. 90.
Just real quick before you pull up the next card, for all those new viewers out there that are like, what the hell are these guys doing? Well, I mean, we don't really know too much. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I've ever watched Matias Rojas play a game. Never. The chat, if you guys want to go ahead and lie and tell me that you know how he played, feel free. So we rely on FIFA cards when we have no idea about these guys, because we assume that the people at EA Sports have done some research. So we take it 100% serious? No, but it's a start. So go ahead, Chris.
So, and then we have somebody in the chat that's actually bringing up that his base card was a 78. Hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to look for that comment here. David Reichard is mentioning Rojas' base card in FIFA 21 was a 78. That is where we move over to now.
It's pretty good.
Which it is a gold card, and it looks rare to me. It's a 78, a little left midfield guy, which is no bueno to Robert Taylor. And then so we got 79 pace, 78 shot, 76 passing, 80 dribbling, 63 defense, and 70 physical. I am not sure. That's a good question. If any of you guys in the chat know, let us know if he's a left footer or right footer. Not that it matters what kind of passing he's doing. I mean, if he's good, he's good. And then we move on to the last card that I was able to find. And I don't know how real this is, but this is a 73
card,
a 73 right wing. And this, it's on the decline though, Danny. I'm not liking it. I'm not liking this guy so far.
Everybody's letting me know that he's a lefty. So he's a lefty. So I can see why. Okay. So he's a lefty. From what I've heard,
look at this. Kata saying stats last year are trash. All right, Danny, I'm not liking this guy so far. So far, this guy's got Diego Gomez written all over him.
Oh, bro. Well, then that's good because Diego Gomez is a baller.
Absolutely not.
So, Matias Rojas, what have I heard from him? So far, he's an attacking mid. That's what I've heard. I've also heard that he's constantly injured and that the issue that with his current squad was that he wasn't getting paid, which I don't know how much truth there is to that, but if he's not getting paid, he wiggled out of his contract, and Boca were actually after him in Argentina and somehow ended up here in Miami. But if a team like Boca is after him, I'm assuming there's some quality there. If he's always injured, I don't think we expect him to play that much, honestly. I don't think that, at least I hope, he's not coming in to take Robert Taylor's spot, because like I said, I think he is more of a Facundo Farias replacement than he is a John Mota replacement. So I think he's there for what Facundo was supposed to do. And we know that that's what Robert Taylor has kind of slid into. So I understand your worry. I hope that he's not about to take Robert Taylor's spot, because from all those cards and him being left footed and everything, I don't know. Could he be playing the left wing? Maybe they changed the formation and have him play as a cam with Suarez and Messi up top. Like there's a lot of options here. I'd have to look.
I mean, is he going to be going after Diego Gomez? Is this Paraguayan versus Paraguayan beef that we're going to be seeing now?
Why beef? Is he going to be teammates?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like if he's already got the left mid on lock,
He's a cam or a left wing.
Yeah, and Rob is mentioning rest in peace, Jean Mota. I've never felt safer. Yeah, man. We talked a little bit about that in the beginning. So listen, and Mike V's mentioning he's not replacing Taylor. I really hope that's
I don't think he is either. I think he's gonna be the Messi's out playing international duty, even though he should probably be out playing Paraguayan international duty. So I don't know how that works.
But let's not even go there, because like we saw the cupcake league, like these people in Paraguay are playing against cupcake kids and scoring 10 goals. This like the Diego Gomez guy, like he's like, an all-star.
Not
like,
the senior team. I think that he plays for the senior team.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. No. people in the chat are claiming I'm like racist towards Paraguayans. I don't know. It just so happens that these guys are from Paraguay.
It's like you're racist towards Paraguayans. Solana is racist towards Ukrainians. You guys are just horrible.
I mean, look, I'm just saying, and Pablo Golazo saying I'm trolling. I mean, it could be, but not really. Yeah. This is me. And unfortunately, I don't like these guys. And, you know, the one thing about Robert Taylor, which is really starting to piss me off, like ever since Robert Taylor came into this damn team, it's like he's always had the battle and fight for his damn position.
And like, he always wins it.
And he always wins it. Oh, but like somehow. At some point, when are they going to get the deal? Like, yo, this guy, Robert Taylor, like, he's pretty good. We got to stop fucking with this kid.
Well, like, I think that this is the point where we see it. Like, if this kid comes in, even though, look, the part that I didn't like about him was that everybody's saying that he's constantly injured. And if that's true, then that is a big negative. But outside of that, if he's an attacking player, Robert Taylor is the only player that I could imagine that he would take his spot, right? He would take Robert Taylor's spot. That's the only one, because he's not taking Messi's spot. He's not taking Suarez's spot. And then everybody else is in the midfield. But I don't see Robert Taylor losing his spot. He's looked way too good since Messi's come in. And last game, he looked pretty good, even with Jordi Alba playing alongside of him, you know? And that's always been our gripe with him, that when Jordi Alba showed up, Robert Taylor's kind of like taking a step back or disappeared. But recently, they look like they're playing just fine together. So I wouldn't give up on Robert Taylor. I hope that that's not the plan. And let's see what happens.
Well, and Mr. Spider Pig is saying Gomez and Ross on the same team is a cheat code, baby. Let's not get carried away with the babies, baby. All right, let's relax. Let's see them play a little bit. Now, there's other people that are mentioning that Tata has something against Taylor. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the contrary. I think Tata actually looks at Taylor and he's like, he could fit this system, this thing that I'm doing here. Like, if there's any player on this team that's pre-Tata, right? That's from the Neville sort of era. I think Robert Taylor's that guy that Tata's looking at. Like, I need to keep this guy.
Well, right? He still puts him on the pitch, right? Like,
yeah.
I agree with you, because if he wanted to, he could have put David Ruiz or Diego Gomez up on the left wing.
Yeah.
He could have done that. And now with Redondo coming in, if he wants to keep Gressel in the midfield, that's still – Robert Taylor's still at risk of losing his starting job, because he could put Diego Gomez up there like he did in the preseason, or David Ruiz. So I think that Florida Man has been on my ass about this for the last two episodes. Now, in the United States, this is how they do it. Can somebody else give me an opinion? Because I've seen this comment like five times over the last two shows.
Florida Man, parce, you're mentioning in the chat, for those of you on audio, we're 2-0-1, not 2-1-0. So according to Danny.
So go. I will happily listen to the chat and see what they say. Because I've always gone win, draw, loss. But
well, and David Reichert is mentioning 2-0-1 is a hockey record, 1-4 OT loss. And then Ed Vegas saying win, draw, loss. So according to Ed Vega, it is correct. It is correct. And then Hash and Tank are saying it's 2-1-0. Trav Money, win, draw, loss. I mean, sorry to drag you guys in the mud here on the audio, but like this has been weighing on us for the past couple of episodes. So
this is for Florida Man right here.
Oh! Pathetic! You are pathetic!
Thanks, Mark. Quick.
Well, just wanted to put that out there. Florida man, I know you've been on my so I thought that's why I just never
got it. Hammy.
Put it up, but so
get out of here, Hammy. Right. Get out of here. You need to get 145'd. He's the 145 leader. He's about to get 145, this guy.
He is the 145 leader. All right, so Matias Rojas, we hope he's not taking the spot of Robert Taylor, but
and I hope mean, that we get this possible. Guy.
Yeah. I mean,
even though this is like a make believe.
His health is a concern, but I mean, in reality, Facundo Farias is out. Coco was always injured, Stefanelli injured. So, I mean, I guess if he ends up coming onto the team and getting injured, I feel good with the starting 11 we have right now. If you think about the starting 11 that we put out for that game against Orlando, and then you put Redondo in there instead of Yedlin, right? Not at the same position, but I'm saying as far as an 11, right? You move Gressel back there or whatever.
Yeah.
Where would you improve this team? Like, I'm putting this up here. Okay. And obviously, this is what we've been seeing all season so far. Right. Now, instead of Yedlin, let's put Gressel there. And then let's put in Redondo where Gressel is.
Okay.
And obviously, Taylor and the top three, we know how that really looks, right?
Yes.
Taylor on the left, Messi on the right, Suarez up the middle.
Yeah.
What would you change there? What do you think needs like serious like upgrading? Because I feel good with our top three or with our three forwards, right? Messi, Suarez, and Taylor. I feel good with the midfield of Gomez, Busquets, and Redondo. I feel good with fullbacks, Jordi Alba and DeAndre Yedlin. I feel good with Toto Aviles. I love Callander. To me, the only question mark is Freire because I still don't think he necessarily proved
We've
anything.
We've only got one game.
Right, but I look at the starting 11. Yeah, we need depth, obviously. But the actual starting 11, if it can stay healthy when we need them, I think that this team is solid already. Now, if this kid Matias Rojas is good, like that's all. I mean, just think about it. That's all, so much better. But like, where would you change? Where do you think that this needs any updating? And for those asking why Yedlin is there, this is the starting 11 from Orlando. We're just asking.
This is the last starting 11. Yeah, we're just kind of resituating stuff here so that way we can kind of know what we're working with. Yes, Lucho, we know that Yedlin is out. And I mean, Joker is saying we need a 10. You need to go to sleep. You need to go to sleep, Joe. Or you need to take another flight so you can take a nap. I think at this point, look, and Mike V mentioned like Gressel sucks in defense. I really hope not. I really hope that he's good on defense or good enough. You know, Aviles sort of helps.
So many people, though.
Yes.
You heard it from Tommy one time. We heard it from Justin that watched them when they played against Columbus. We heard it from Ty when he was on in the chat telling us he's not good defensively. So we've heard it from a few people that just don't expect good things as far as defense goes from Gressel.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think the only change that I would want to make in this sort of lineup would probably be, I mean, David Ruiz, I like him. I don't know if I would put him for Diego Gomez. Vice City Lucas mentioning Joe Kerr's in Brazil picking up Rojas. Yeah, good job. He'll be here in 5 minutes. And I mean, I think, look, for all of you guys that love this Diego Gomez kid, I guess the lineup is pretty good. You move Gressel down. You got Redondo moving in his place. I'm pretty comfortable with that lineup.
Absolutely any other MLS roster, other MLS starting 11. I'm sorry. We're better than everybody on paper.
Yeah.
On paper, we're better than everybody. Now, once you get to actually playing the games and they start pressing us, if Freire is as shitty as he is, supposedly distributing the ball, and Aviles still has those hiccups when moving the ball and Gressel doesn't do well defensively, I get it. Every team has its weakness, and obviously if teams press us, that's going to be the weakness. But when I look at this starting 11, I'm sorry. This starting 11 looks great to me. I think we could beat anybody.
Again, like I mentioned, and Dennis is on my side here saying he'd rather have David over Gomez. David Ruiz would be the only person I would consider putting into Diego Gomez's spot. But Kung Lee saying, chill, Danny. I don't know what Kung Lee is saying.
And chill. And I like the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And listen, Gomez, Give me some more give me some more consistency. Yeah, yeah, for sure, Kata. Give Gomez some us. Yeah, because he's just a flying, a Gumby. He's a flying Gumby kid out there.
You know, Gomez leads the league in fouls. That is like against Orlando, he had 3 fouls in the first like 5 minutes. Like, this guy's a fucking crazy guy. But I like that.
He is a crazy guy. He's a helicopter guy.
But he's leading the league in fouls already. I mean, given we have played one more game than everybody, but
I mean, these people are drinking bottles and bottles to the face. Esther, you're drinking a bottle to the face, say that Gomez is the best player in this lineup. Come on. And then you finish it up with a TBH. Like, TBH yourself out of here, okay? What are we doing?
You know what, Steve Munoz said tactical fouls. I don't know. We were sitting pretty close because that was on our side of the pitch. And those just look like just reckless fouls to me. I don't know. They didn't look tactical at all. At least the first three that happened in the first 5 minutes. This guy's a crazy man. He's a fucking crazy guy.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely
Well, I like him. I like him, but no, he's not atrocious. But I do like him, but he's aggressive for sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think with the new lineup, and I can't wait to do the post game tomorrow. I can't wait to be able to see what the starting lineup is going to be, but that's going to be big. It's going to be big.
You ever consider jumping on here for like 10 minutes to do a halftime show?
That's actually not a bad idea. I think that would be pretty cool. And then what is that, like a YouTube short?
Maybe.
Would that be considered like a YouTube short? That's actually not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, when I watch the games in halftime, Apple TV needs to step up their game because they do such a shitty job with pre-games, halftimes, post-games. They're so shitty. Like, they have like a golden opportunity and they just aren't jumping on it.
Well, and Vice City Lucas is mentioning here better to do halftime in the Discord. And we've seen others do that.
I don't even know what that is.
And yeah, you go on the Discord and you open up like this live box. I don't even know how it goes.
Is it video or just like, audio?
No, it's audio. It's audio. You know, we could be able to do that. And Dennis Lopez is saying lame as hell. Thanks, Dennis. Yeah. And Joe, you're asking for Chris vlogs. Danny and I were actually talking about, you know, especially since we had Uncle Matt on last episode, and he's like the guy that we looked to, that we saw when we were looking at vlogging and stuff.
Because he vlogs he vlogs his life.
Yeah, like he's the king of vlogs. I mean, he vlogs freaking cats. Like,
he vlogs everything.
Yeah, like he's going out to get ice cream. He's vlogging that. Like, and he makes it entertaining.
Yeah, he recommended it to us last year, and then Chris did a couple. And then we considered doing it this year, but then we just never jumped on it. So
we'll link up with you, Lucas.
Yeah. All right. And he brought it up to us again last episode about the vlogging.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to do that. I think but it's in the works, guys. It's in the works. Yeah, Let's just say that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Chris, you know what you should do, Chris? And we'll get back to the soccer talk, I promise.
Pablo Golazo told me to vlog painting the walls. Get out of here.
Well, that's all I was about to say. And we'll get back to the soccer talk right now. But you know what you should really do? And what? I would watch it. You should vlog yourself at the grocery store.
Yeah, I should do that.
I would be interested to see the garbage that you buy.
I don't buy garbage. I can show you my freaking cabinet right now.
You buy
I don't
have garbage. What is it? Chocolate pebbles? Cocoa
pebbles? Chocolate pebbles? What are you? You're a sinner, bro.
What is that shit?
What are you doing? What kind of what do you do? You just buy Special K and that's it? Like a cornball? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, all right. All right, so let's get back to it. All right, so in other news, it was announced that the MLS All-Star Game.
I'll save this for the Patreon. I'll save that for the Patreon, Hammy.
MLS All-Stars versus Liga MX All-Stars. How are you feeling about this?
Well, I mean, now we got some really good All-Stars, right? Like, I mean, I think we destroyed them.
They're not playing.
No.
You're not seeing an All-Star Game now.
You're not going to see Jordi Alba out there, Busquets. You're not going to see them.
Maybe Jordi Alba and Busquets because they don't play international anymore. So maybe, but you're not getting Messi out there. I promise you that.
Well, listen, Stancy is saying that they love the all-star thing. You know, I mean, Lucho is on the contrary with this. He's saying to scrap that all-stars already. And Trap Money's saying that Alba's going to probably play. Jordi Alba and Boosie. Kung Lei is saying that. Drake from Joker. I think it would be phenomenal.
Drake would get.
I think it would be phenomenal.
We've had what? How many officers have we had in our history? We've had Pizarro, which I don't know how he got in there. Yeah. And then we had Yedlin, and that was it. I think that those are the only all-stars we ever had.
Even Higuain didn't make it.
Nah. Because Higuain finally picked it up like the second half of one season. That was it.
Exactly. So
I can see Jordi Alba playing in it. Messi's not touching that thing. Messi would be coming off of, I mean, if he goes far in Copa America, which everybody for some reason expecting him to do it. Everybody thinks it's like a shoe-in that he's going to go all the way to the final. But if he does, then the final for the Copa America, let me check real quick. But
I think
far off of that.
And I think that Phil Lav mentioning this is super on point. Having MLS play European teams in all-star game is a lose-lose situation.
I agree. Especially, I think that's so stupid. Yeah, that's, it makes us look so inferior.
It does. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we don't do that. So and Chris is saying, Florida Man is saying, Chris is live from the Titan 2 on Titanic 2 on the way to the Titanic. Too soon? Funny thing is the Titanic happened on my mom's birthday. Not the my mom wasn't born on that day, but that Jesus day.
Your mom is old as shit. Isn't she still alive?
Not that specific day, creep. It's just that day in the calendar, like a couple years, like a lot of years later. So
Chris has this thing where he loves to tell me how long his family lives. His grandma lives to be like 150.
My
his
great-grandmother.
Your mom is apparently 112 years old because she was born in 1912.
No, listen, I got a long lineage of survivors.
This is true. Kata, the event or the movie? No, the event. Apparently, his mom is 112 years old. The All-Star game is going to be lame AF. I know what that means. That goes for any sport. I think in football, by football, I mean soccer. I think that the All-Star game, when it's MLS versus Liga MX, I think it would be good. I would enjoy that. I think it's horrible in the NBA. I think it's horrible in the NFL. That's why they did away with the NFL game. In baseball, it's entertaining. And then hockey, I don't watch the hockey All-Star game, so I couldn't even answer that. So I think that would be entertaining. I would like to see those two. And then the competitions that they do between the MLS and the Liga MX, I think all that stuff's fun to watch. I probably won't end up watching it, but I'm just saying it probably is fun to watch.
And in Florida Man, my mom was the one who let Leonardo DiCaprio off of the floating door. Yes, she was. She went back to go get the diamond.
I mean, I know everybody already like knows, but like when you look at that door, like homeboy could have fit on there, couldn't he?
For absolutely, absolutely. Rose is a bitch. Yeah, for sure.
Fuck Rose. Yeah,
she's on like Jenny level of like Forrest Gump. Like, you know how there's like women in movies. Like if you're at Jenny level of Forrest Gump, you're fucking done. So
who's worse than Jenny and Forrest Gump?
Nobody.
Rose is pretty bad. I know, man. She used poor Tom Hanks.
Yeah, man. I mean, freaking Forrest Gump, she destroyed him. Mm-hmm. What a bitch. And
what about the movie Casino? You ever seen Casino?
No, I've never seen Casino. No.
She's messed up too, because homeboy was giving her the life and she kept going back to like a homeless guy that she kept banging on the side.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Yeah, Casino's rough.
Well, and Trap Money saying Messi in a skills challenge. Listen, that would be laughable.
Yeah, laughable. I don't know. I just can't imagine Messi doing that. Maybe he will. Maybe the MLS and Apple like get him in there. But man,
yeah.
The only Casino movie worth watching is Ocean's 11.
That's a good movie.
If you don't want to get mad at some chick, don't watch Casino because that one's rough.
So. Yeah. You know what? That would be, I think that's something for extra content that we should do. Do a movie episode. We should do that. Do like an extra movie. Just talk about movies. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. We'll be here for days. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that All-Star thing. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be something that's going to lean better towards us. Especially since we're not going to be playing against like some European team that's just dying to destroy us.
And Kata said Messi has 2 weeks off after the major tournament, according to FIFA. The Copa America final is on July 14th. in Miami. So he'll be home already, technically, if you consider Miami his home. And the All-Star game isn't until July 24th. So it's 10 days between one and the other. So, I mean, I guess technically he can play in it. I don't know.
I love this idea. Tommy, one time in the chat saying Mighty Ducks watch along. I'm super down with that.
You don't, Tommy, one time has such an addiction for Ducks.
Yeah.
Like, did you know that Ducks rape? Like, was this common knowledge or did I just learn this recently?
What?
They gang rape like other ducks. I had no idea. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, ducks are wild.
No, you're not.
Look it up. Look it up. Watch. I had no idea. Ducks are horrible animals. I don't know why Tommy one time likes them. Yeah, those are horrible animals. Horrible, horrible animals.
Is that why you think that all the ducks always like congregate together and they just start like beaking and battling each other? You.
Like, my wife asking, what the hell is going on your show?
We're talking about duck rape.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I had no idea. I apologize. Let's reel it back in.
What, but, Mike V is saying dolphins are super rapey? What? What are we?
Well, one last fun fact, dolphins are the only animals that actually have sex just for the pleasure. Like, it's not just like an instinct for them. It's not just to procreate. Dolphins actually just do it because they just enjoy it. So in case anybody didn't know that fun fact. All right, so let's move on because that's how boring we find all-star games in every sport. That look where this conversation went when we started trying to talk about all-star games. All right, so let's go talk about something else that's violating. Here we go. Yeah. Nashville. Nashville fans are up in arms for several reasons. I don't know if you guys have spotted these, but my wife's asking if I want this episode to get canceled. It's scientific facts.
How are we going to get canceled? Are we going to get canceled by
scientific facts? Yeah, we're just scientific facts, just throwing it out there. All right, so let's go. All right, so Nashville sent out this on their social medias, saying that no opposing team jerseys or colors will be allowed in the supporter section, which is 106, sections 106 through 110, for Thursday's CONCACAF Champions Cup match. Anyone entering this area in opposing jerseys or colors risk being removed from Geodis Park. Now, I've been to that stadium. I was there for the Leagues Cup Championship. They're similar to the way, Chase Stadium has done it, where they have the supporters group right down the middle. And on the sides, it's just regular fans that can sit, right?
Yeah.
So that's how they have it over there. But this year, they had originally introduced this, where sections 105 and 111, which are the two sections to the left and the right of the supporter section, was also going to be considered a supporter section.
So they're expanding their supporter.
Right, they're expanding right to the whole wall, basically, right?
Yeah.
To that whole side of the stadium. But if you go back to this, sections 105 and 111 are not considered supporter sections and are considered general seating. So those sections will allow Inter Miami jerseys and Argentina jerseys, so on and so forth. Although they have said this, and this is on their website, when they're talking about sections 105 and 111, please do not wear opposing team colors or cheer for the opposing team, or you will be asked to leave. So Nashville is contradicting itself because when the season started, they introduced those two sections as supporter sections. You cannot wear opposing jerseys, but all of a sudden, Messi's coming to town, and all of a sudden they said, nah, we're just joking. Those are general admission. The supporter sections are 106 through 110. So Nashville fans are up in arms, but I mean, that's to be expected because I feel like most stadiums are going to have a bunch of Messi and Inter Miami jerseys, and they want to make sure that they can sell those seats. So they took those sections back, at least for one game.
And Joe Kerr saying, we only have 108 and 109 this year. And somebody mentioned that they're going kind of crazy on Twitter. I mean, they get it, but who cares? I imagine that they're probably like pissed as hell. Tommy is mentioning the same thing. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I was not aware of that. Tampa Bay Lightning banning those jerseys on lower levels. Yeah, that's interesting. I was not aware of that. That's an interesting fact. Look, unless you're in South America, because in South America it's hardcore. You don't show up with opposing jerseys unless you're in that visiting stadium.
Stop.
Right. Yeah, you will legit get that. But you know, I don't think it's that big a deal. And you know why? I think it's because us Inter Miami fans are so accustomed now to the price hikes and the Argentina and Barcelona jerseys at the stadium that we kind of just like, whatever, this is life. And then we just move on with our lives. But that's a big story over there in Nashville right now. We should have asked about it.
Yes. And it sucks because they do show a lot of support. Like, they are very supportive fans. Like, you know how there's other teams that their support groups or their fan bases and, you know, they're a little bit more fickle. Nashville, from what I could tell, like, they have a pretty good dedicated supporters.
In the Leagues Cup final, they were loud.
They showed out.
I thought that it might be 50-50. It wasn't. It was not 50-50. They showed out, like you said. They went out there and represented. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I really enjoyed seeing that. Heartbreaker Guitars ask any word on Delando playing. His paperwork is set. He should be playing tomorrow. We just don't know if he's going to start or come off the bench, but he should be playing tomorrow.
Yes, and Jason is mentioning Nashville is cooked. Oh, they're cooked for sure. Absolutely.
Well, now going off of the Redondo, I guess we can transition over to tomorrow in the starting 11.
I mean, so we kind of talked a little bit about the starting 11. Yeah.
So, well, what do you expect tomorrow? Because Jordi Alba apparently has the flu, so there's a good chance he doesn't play. I've heard a little birdie tell me that Suarez might be in question, but I haven't heard that officially, so I'm not even going to put it out there officially. But so I'm just going to assume that Suarez is playing. So Jordi Alba, probably not playing because he has the flu. Then we have Yedlin is gone. Redondo is debuting. Gressel is, up in the air about his status as far as where he's going to start. I'm sure he's going to start, but I don't know where. So, and for those of you asking about Honey Mustard, supposedly he's probably going to be playing. That is not, he hasn't been cleared 100%, but they are putting it out there that he might be playing. Surridge won't play, but Mukhtar might be playing tomorrow. So again, let's put up the 11 from last week just so we can just base ourselves off of that.
The person replacing DeAndre, by the way, Raf, is probably going to be Gressel.
That's what we're thinking, even though Gressel finally looked good. We consider Gressel more of an attacking player. So I go to you, Chris. At the top three, Taylor, Messi, and Suarez. Do you expect to see anything different there?
No. That's going to stay the same.
The midfield. Okay, before I actually go to the midfield, do you think Redondo starts or does he come off the bench?
I think that he's probably going to start.
You think he starts?
He's probably going to start, even though if you think about it, he just got here recently.
He was playing in the pre-Olympics with Argentina for the last month. Like he's fit. I don't think that he needs.
Yeah, and Kata's
mentioned conditioning.
Yeah, and Kata's mentioning bench. Florida man's off the bench. Gressel is shit on defense, according to Dennis Lopez.
According to everybody.
Yeah, and so I think he's going to start. I think he's going to start. And David's mentioning also bench for sure. I mean, there's so many people that are mentioning that. I see Redondo starting, and I see Gressel coming back for the right back position, and that's going to be our starting lineup. And one comment that I kind of kept up here was by City Lucas with the hot take saying Noah Allen masterclass tomorrow. And if there is somebody that Tata likes from the Neville sort of prism, Noah Allen is one of those guys.
Well, if Alba isn't recovering from the flu in time for the game, it would be Noah Allen, no?
Absolutely. Who else is going to, unless Negri is going to come out of his, you know, cryo chamber and then start the game.
Wait, any chance that you see Robert Taylor back there?
Oh my God, that's awful. If we see Robert Taylor, that's awful. What are you going to do? You're going to throw Borjolin at left wing then?
No, you would put Gomez and Reese up there.
It's vomit. No. Absolutely not.
I'm with you. I think Noah Allen, if Alba isn't playing, I think he starts at left back. Freire, left center back. Christoph, right center back. And Aviles, right back.
Okay,
I'm throwing that out there. Will we see it? I have no idea, but I have a feeling that Aviles We'll be right back. Then you'll have Gomez, Busquets, and Gressel starting in the midfield. Messi, Suarez, and Taylor starting up top. And you'll get Redondo at some point in the second half. And
I could see he'll replace who? He'll replace Gressel?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I can see what Kata's saying. Maybe. But look at what Kata's saying. He's saying Gomez left wing, Ruiz middle, and then Busquets to the right. I could see something like that.
But then that means Taylor isn't playing. And that's what I know Taylor not starting is a real possibility. But I do not want to see that. I want to keep seeing Taylor balling.
Yeah, I'd like to see Taylor. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Busquets scores his – this is Rob White's prediction. Busquets scores his first goal since 1940 when Chris was born. Yes, 1940 sounds about right since his mother was – how old was she at 28 at that point?
She was like 40 at that point. She's still alive and kicking, baby.
Yeah, Chris swears he's going to live to 200. I don't know how he's
– I don't know about 200. Like maybe 94. Yeah. I'll take 94.
You're a horrible person. All right. Have you looked at the prices for the second leg here at home?
That's something that I wanted to see. I saw that on Twitter, and my goodness, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that the prices actually came down in certain areas.
Really low, because originally what I wanted to purchase were my seats, which is first row, section 124.
Thank you for hanging out, Heartbreaker.
And that's what I wanted to get my seats. And I was ready to pay, you know, a taxed price, because that's what always happens. And when they finally went on sale, I think it was like $130, $140 bucks.
Yeah.
But it was like row six and up. Like I couldn't get the first five rows. I wanted my row. And that wasn't an option. Now it's looking like my row is at $100 bucks. If I would have bought a row six when they first dropped for the season ticket holder presale, I would have paid like $140, $150 bucks with fees. And I would have been in the sixth row. Now it's $100 for the first row. I'm wondering if they are regretting what they've been doing with all these prices. Like, they really haven't been able to figure out this whole messy pricing thing, because I feel like they expect more and then they're like, oh, crap. Even though technically, you know what? Let me take that back. That's not true, because the people that are suffering here are the resellers, because they sold their tickets. It's the resellers that are like, ah, fuck.
They got to eat the cost.
Right. So because all the tickets that are available on Ticketmaster are basically all verified resellers. So they're the ones that are suffering. So, you know what? I take it back. But eventually, these resellers are going to learn better and stop doing this. And eventually, the team is going to have to bring down the prices, because people aren't buying them. It's too much, especially for a Wednesday game. I don't care if it's Champions Cup.
But, you know, one thing that I got to agree on with Joker, and he states here, he's been bitching all day about it. I really hate the fact that the season ticket holders like us were given this priority sort of treatment, but the price was so high and it's so predictable, right? I mean, we've learned from last year that the closer we get to some of these games, they don't sell out. Mm-hmm. And these prices keep dropping and dropping and dropping. I had friends that had tickets that they bought the prices so high, the tickets for so high, and they could barely get it off on Ticketmaster. Some people were selling it back to Ticketmaster with 10 minutes left before the game time just to get something back.
You know what? And I think you and Joe Kern, everybody has a right to be upset. And I'm upset also. But I'm more upset because they're not giving me first right of refusal. Like, that's what ultimately has me pissed off. Because if they would have given me the option to buy them at $150 bucks, my seats, I might have pulled the trigger. And then when I see that the price has dropped, I might have been a little annoyed. But you know what? F it. I got my seats. Yeah. What annoys me is that they haven't given me that goddamn option. Let me buy my seats. If you want to sell them for $1,000, be like, look, these seats are $1,000. Do you want them? I'll be like, no, thank you. And then I move on with my life. But give me that goddamn option. Why is my only option to buy the sixth row? Like, give me my seats. Like, that was that little list that they gave us when we renewed our tickets. And actually, my sales rep said, hey, this year you're going to get first right of refusal. But to what? It hasn't happened yet.
To what was it, like Costa Rica versus like...
Yeah. I'm going to get it. Yeah, against Paraguay. So I can see Diego Gomez run around. Like,
against Lassiter.
Like, yeah. I'm so disappointed we're not going to have a Montreal preview game episode. That would have been fun. And so, the game I think it sucks.
And the game is going to be on FS2 for you guys that are interested, because somebody asked, where can we see the game tomorrow? And Esteban Mejia is mentioning FS2 or TUDN, TUDN. I don't know if it's going to be on TUDN, but listen, I cut the cord, so I don't know how the hell I'm going to watch this game. I need to find like a streaming service ASAP, because that's the only way that I'm going to be able to watch this.
Joker basically said that the checklist we got was pointless. It was pointless. We were supposed to have, was it like a meet and greet, a preseason, like barbecue or something. Like it's as far as promises go, absolutely horrible. Horrible. They could literally, I think, and I honestly believe this, that if Inter Miami were to put forth effort in doing a bad job, they wouldn't do as bad of a job as they're doing right now. Yeah. They can't get out of their own way. Like, you guys have idiots running the team right now. Like, if you're going to set a plan, make sure that it's something that you can go through with. Because all you're doing is pissing us off. And I know you don't care, because you know we're idiots and we're going to keep buying the shit. But not everybody will. And eventually, the Messi and Barcelona fans are going to leave. And we're the ones that are staying. So what are you doing for us? Like get some people in there that could plan something out correctly. Maybe that is good with an Excel sheet or with a calendar or with the bare minimum, like anything. Like this, it's not that difficult. Like most teams do it. How are you guys doing such a shitty job?
Well, and I want to mention something here, because I see a comment by Esteban Dito where he's saying, are you all doing anything to make your voices heard besides whining and complaining?
No.
Listen, Esteban, I don't know if you know this, but like last year we were in talks with some people to be able to do something in terms of gather some attention to what they're doing to some of the season ticket holders and supporter groups. And I mean, I don't know if you guys remember what happened, but it didn't work out. Like a lot of people still went to the game. A lot of people still ended up going, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's not just like a word of mouth thing. Like things have to be organized. You know,
and the other thing is that when things are getting planned out, it's very difficult, because you need a large amount of people to do it.
Absolutely.
And when you need a large amount of people to do it, you can't trust everybody, because if the team sees it coming, then they have a chance to prepare for it. And unfortunately, what we've learned is that when talks of that type of stuff were getting around, which was very small, by the way. It was a very, very small group of people that were first starting to talk about it. And all of a sudden, it got out. And it's like, how did that happen? Well, because you can't trust everybody.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, those are the very difficult things to make happen. So I promise you, if Chris and I were to say we're not going to the games, it's Miami's just going to laugh at us.
Yeah. And according to Florida Man, he's saying Jorge Mas told him he's a big fan of the show. Well, there goes the protest, guys. Sorry. So if he's a big fan of the show, he's gotten wind of this. Like, it's already a wrap. So, yeah. And Dennis, listen, Dennis is on it. Chats, you guys are embarrassing, right? Come on, scroll up after checking your TikToks and your TikToks, and just hit the like button, guys. Come on.
And Tommy Two Times says they're making too much money. They won't care until Messi and friends leave. Any rebuilding year, they will feel the pain. You know what? I don't think they're ever going to feel the pain, because when Messi leaves, Neymar will be here. And I think this is going to be that MLS team that always has a very big name to eventually come and appease the South American fans. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think Inter Miami is going to do a pretty decent job of filling up this team with big names. So, and I'm not complaining, right? I want that. But I do think it's crap the way that they've planned this out. Well, but maybe by the time Neymar gets here, they'll take their head out of their ass and they'll figure out how to make things happen a little smoother.
Listen, and Dennis, you're not wrong. Guys, it's free to like it, okay? Absolutely free, yeah. 99. And Kata and Broward
Heron. Stop forcing the people to like the stuff.
And Broward Heron and Hammy, yes, I did say dick docs, okay? And Mr. Krabs, listen, I promised you within like a week or two, I'm going to have decorations up. I promise. I just got to move some stuff around. Give me like a week. Give me a solid like 9 days, a week and 2 days. Okay.
Rob White said, can't wait to watch Erling Haaland in 2045. You know what? And I, you know what? This is something that I have thought about. And Mike V was responding to Tommy. The Moss brothers will sell once Messi is gone and they lock down Neymar. You know what? Ooh. And look, the Moss brothers brought helped bring us this team and they've been trying to spend money. Right. So, and I don't even blame the Moss brothers for what's happening. It's the dumbasses that you have working for you. But I could see them capitalizing and selling this team. I could see that.
Well, they definitely get more than they get a lot of their money back and then some. Right. Because they're going to be selling it at the highest. They're going to be selling it at the highest amount. They're not going to get any more than that.
This team is worth, I don't know how much money this team is worth right now, but it's worth a lot of money. All right. So let's finish this off with one last thing. MLS Mover, I believe is the username on Twitter, put out something about MLS changing their calendar schedule. And I've seen a lot of people writing back to it. Oh, it's a great idea. I can't wait. One, it's not going to happen. Two, it doesn't make sense for it to happen.
There's no way they're going to compete with football.
Thank you. Okay. That's where I was going to go with it. Like, and this doesn't just go to the schedule. This goes to the U.S. Open Cup. This goes to so many things. People that grew up soccer lovers are obsessed with the United States being like Europe and South America and the rest of the world when it comes to soccer. But you have to understand, here in the United States, we have five major sports. Plus, we care about golf, tennis. Like, there's so many sports that people are invested in this country that you have to be very tactical and very purposeful with what you do as far as the MLS goes and the calendar and the way you set up your season tickets for those people working in the front offices into Miami. Like, you have to be very you have to be strategic.
Yes.
If you are going to start your season, like he suggested, in August or September, when the NFL is kicking off, you're not going to get the same momentum going into the season as you do when we have a season starting in February. There's a reason why the season starts 2 weeks after the Super Bowl's over. Like, the MLS has nobody to compete with. The NBA, the NBA is at the All-Star break. Major League MLB? Baseball doesn't start for another. It doesn't start for another month and a half.
Yeah,
like this is strategic. Like, this wasn't by accident that it starts 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. And another thing is that you have to realize, everybody's like, "Oh, but you're never gonna be like the EPL, and you're never gonna be like La Liga." And MLS doesn't care. MLS doesn't want to compete with the EPL. MLS wants to compete with the NFL. MLS wants to compete with the NBA, with the MLB, with the NHL. They don't care about being like other countries. They want to be king here in the United States. They probably never will be. They can't compete with the NFL or maybe not even the NBA, but they can eventually compete with Major League Baseball. I think they've already surpassed Major League Hockey. So all this, like, change the calendar around to be like the rest of the world, they don't want to be like the rest of the world. They want to compete with the other leagues in this country.
I want to mention something because Tank is saying here in the chat, we should still switch so that our seasons doesn't get in the way of national team tournaments, especially now that we have way more international players. Listen, Tank, you're worried about something that's completely stupid and is going to destroy the image of the MLS because, I mean, I get it, but it's like you said, dude, like, you try to go up against the NFL, you're fucking cooked, bro. You're fucking done.
And Tommy, they didn't just pass the NHL. They've curb-stopped the NFL, the NHL. The NHL doesn't hold a lighter to what the MLS is doing, especially now that Messi's here. The NHL is so beneath. Well, no, let me not say it's so beneath. But I promise you, the MLS is more popular than NHL. And you know what Tommy's going to do? He'll pull up some numbers that show me the attendance, the total attendance
for the NHL
that play 82 games a season and be like, you see, more people went to the NHL. I promise you, the MLS is more popular than NHL.
I mean, they might at some point get past the MLB.
In South Florida, we literally have the best hockey team in the league right now. And nobody gives a shit down here. I bet you most of the chat just found out that the Panthers are the best team in the league right now. I bet you most of them didn't know that they made a big trade today to improve the best team in the league right now.
Yep.
And most of them had no idea. There you go.
Mike V, you're one of 208 right now that know that a big trade happened.
So, yes, the MLS, but all in all, my point is, whether Tommy wants to agree or other people want to agree or not, is that they are more concerned with beating out the NHL. Maybe they haven't already, fine. We have hockey in, yes, we do have hockey in South Florida. But they are more concerned with beating the other leagues in this country that play different sports than they are ever competing with the English Premier League or La Liga or Bundesliga or any of those leagues. And that's why they don't worry themselves about having the same schedule. Now, Tank's point about not playing during international tournaments, I think that's a great point. That is a great point. But remember that this league is different from the other ones in the aspect of you could lose a few games while your best players are out and still make the playoffs, which is why I love the playoff system. Yeah. And what really matters is end of October, November, December, when all the players will be available. So, I mean, it doesn't really hurt you that bad unless you're dying for the supporter shield like a Cincinnati fan. But outside of Cincinnati fans that care about the supporter shield, like who really cares about the supporter shield? Nobody. So that's all you're really sacrificing.
And there's a bunch of people in, that are mentioning about Broward County caring about Florida Panthers and that people in Miami-Dade don't care about the Florida Panthers. Listen,
maybe
there's people in Broward that are more worried about going to a Dolphins game than going to a damn hockey game. Like,
look, hockey, unfortunately, look, I like hockey. The New York Rangers are my team, but I support the Florida Panthers, but the Rangers are my team. In New York, hockey is heavy. Everybody loves hockey. In the Northeast, people like hockey. In Florida? Not really. In Texas? No. Atlanta, they had a team. How did that work out? Hey, tell me one time. How did the Atlanta Thrashers, was it? How did that work out? Like, people don't care about hockey, unfortunately. So,
Rob Wise wants to throw his hat in the ring for hosts of the battered for the battered Panthers fans.
Like, and okay, well, I mean, I don't know who would listen, but sure, we could talk about it, Rob.
You think nobody's gonna listen? I like hockey. You know what? I have my hockey jersey, the one that I showed you earlier on a video chat. I could bring it out. I could whoop it out.
Yes. Go ahead.
Should I go grab that? Hold on. Take me off camera then so I can go grab that puppy.
So, my fault. Yeah. So, while you do that, actually, Battered Panthers is the only Miami pro team, at least, that we don't have a show for. But I'm a Rangers fan, and my hockey knowledge isn't up there to have one. So I never even considered it. And also because I feel like the Panthers fan base is so small that I was like, who would even listen? So I do know that there are some, and there's some hardcore ones, but and then Rob just insulted my Jets podcast. Well, okay, fair enough. But the Jets do have a bigger fan base than the Panthers. So all right. So while Chris gets back, oh, and Chris is back. My fault. So Chris, you want to show off your hockey history before we sign off today?
Yes, I do. Now that we're talking hockey, this is for you, Tommy. One time, I played on a team called the B1 Bombers, right? And look at that. Look at that, baby. I got my 99 for Wayne Gretzky. Played in the little Kendall Hockey League right there. Let's go, baby.
Why were you rocking 99? You were in the center. You weren't playing like Gretzky.
I was playing right wing, and then I'll play right, like the right back defender. It's fire. Mm-hmm. This is like old school. Look, it even smells like old. It was in a box for like 20 years.
20 years. When did you play? 1965? All right. The Cuban Gretzky. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I think that we covered just about everything. I mean, these shows are fun.
I actually do fit in it.
Yes, he does. Now. He was very proud of that, actually. He was proud of that. These shows are usually fun when we don't have a post-game or pre-game to preview. But we regretfully will tell you,
if I put it on,
because of this random Thursday game, we don't have any space into which do a preview episode for Montreal, which really sucks. Because we would have loved to do a Montreal episode with Sofiane, which is who came on with us last year. Because, I mean, they have Joseph, they have Bryce Duke, they have Ariel Lasseter. So I think it would have been a fun episode. Probably would have had a lot of fun talking shit about them. But the million bicycle kicks that Joseph is going to attempt on Sunday. But I mean, I don't know if you want to just randomly throw out a prediction just for the hell of it, because we're not going to have, unfortunately, a preview episode. I think that's going to be the only game that we don't do a preview for this year. But
I think we did that for the Spanish show. I'll give the same prediction. It's 4-1. We're going to score 4 goals against 1 goal a Montreal, and that's going to be a Lassiter goal.
We did have a Montreal guest on last year. His name was Sofiane. He spoke French and English. Luckily, we weren't sure what we were going to get, but he spoke English. He was a funny guy, but he spoke very low. And people said, what was it that they were saying? It's that acronym that people talk about where people like eat into the mic and stuff.
Oh, I forgot everybody, what they use, but yes. I forgot what they, was doing
you know,
that.
Those weird videos that people like make noises when they talk really close to the mic. Everybody thought that he was like one of those pro talkers. I don't know I forgot what those things are called, but ASMR. Thank you. Yes. Everybody's like, oh, do you do ASMR? Because he had a very low tone voice.
Yeah.
But again, unfortunately, because this game is on Thursday, we're just going to do a post game on Thursday, which would usually be our preview show. And no preview for Montreal, unfortunately, but we will be back tomorrow night for the post game of the first CCC game in history. So that should be fun.
Listen, Rob, you don't want to be at the end of my slap shot. I'll tell you that much.
All right. And the business of sports, much appreciated for the support. Much love from the – what flag is that?
Seems like the Philippines, no?
I was going to say that also, but I'm not sure. PH? But I believe so. So thank you for the support. We really appreciate it. Chris, any final words? You didn't throw on the jersey. What? Any final words?
No, I'm not going to throw the jersey on because then I got to take my hat off. I'm saving that for the Patreon. I'm saving the tattoo for the Patreon. I'm saving my cabinet for the Patreon. So take a look out. Take a look out for that. Don't worry, guys. It'll come.
We do not have a Patreon yet. So
no, not yet. Not yet. But those three things would be on there for a special price.
All right. So a couple things. If you haven't already watched our Batter Herons en Español, just put in Batter Herons en Español in the search in YouTube. Go ahead. If you don't speak Spanish, go for the vibes. We have a good time anyway. I believe the subtitle should be up by now. So it should be it's a fun episode. And we had Solana on there talking his crap because Luis Suarez did well. And if you haven't joined our Discord, go ahead and join our Discord also. I'll leave the link in the description below this video after it uploads so that you guys can join the Discord also. And I think that's about it. Watch out for rape dogs. this show took a turn at some point, for sure.
Yes.
That's what happens when you talk All-Star game.
Yes. And there's no flag behind me either, Kata. Yes, because they ended up stealing it.
So. All right. I think that's it. I think we've talked enough silliness. Yeah. Mr. Krabs, you joined late. We were talking about...
Don't even tell. Go back and watch it, Mr. Krabs. Right. You missed it. Right. You got to go back for the replay, baby.
All right. If you are watching on audio, we apologize for all the nonsense today. But, you know, we had nothing else to talk about. So we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5-star comment, review, all that other good stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. And as always, for those of you that are in the chat that help with the nonsense that we talk about so much, yeah, I mean, it was, all right, yes, I don't even know what else to say. All right, so again, for those of you in the chat, we appreciate you, and always, you guys are awesome. Thank you for putting up with our silliness, and until tomorrow night when we're doing the post game, until the next one, have a good one.
Like the video or get raped by ducks.